back to His Time. It is Thursday morning, April 10th, 7:32, and that means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And good morning to you.
How are things going for you this morning?
Well, they're going just fine, although the traffic on the way into the office was just a little more than I anticipated. You know, sometimes it's amazing how long you can stay in line at a red light and how many red lights you can go through by barely moving. Where our home office here at Lutheran Senior Services is located at close to Highway 64, I-64, and Brentwood, between Brentwood and Hanley. So coming up Hanley Avenue, if anyone comes along that way, they know that at that time of day, it's a very, 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 very long commute. And usually I'm in the studio with you on Thursday mornings, but this time I'm calling from the office because I am on my way to the airport. So this was just happened to be a stop on the way. So I thought I would talk today. Now, I know that on Monday we had three folks, actually, from our volunteer program called Senior Connections. They were on the air with you at Faith and Family. And
yes.
Thank you for that opportunity. I thought it was Volunteer Month, but as I was listening myself here at the office, I was streaming the interview. As I listened, I found out it was actually Volunteer Week, so I figured I'd better get all my volunteer stuff in this week. So I thought I would just remind the listeners that there are many opportunities for enriching someone else's life through volunteerism. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And should they be interested in what kind of opportunities are available at Lutheran Senior Services, we do have that information available on our website. I'll give that website address in just a moment, but I also thought I would just share a couple of interesting numbers. We took a look at volunteering, and interestingly enough, in the last year, the numbers in 2013, there were 1,363 volunteers that help out in one way or another through Lutheran Senior Services on an ongoing basis. That means that perhaps they come and I know a group, for example, in the church that I used to be a member at here, every Monday comes over and helps with assist at mealtime with residents at the care center at La Clay Groves. Or there are some folks that come every week and help accompany residents to chapel when it's here. There's clerical work, or there's hospice volunteers that on an ongoing basis make themselves available. So there's ongoing opportunities, but there's also one-time volunteer opportunities. In numbers, 4,800, believe it or not, 4,800 different people throughout our organization gave of their time and talents in the last year. And if you take a look at all of the numbers together in hours, 86,000 hours were donated in one way, shape, or form. And the reason I share that is because I'm not sure any of us really know the impact of the time that we give. When we give the gift of ourselves, it offers great, great impact. When you volunteer through an organization such as Lutheran Senior Services, you are enhancing what we can already provide through our own staff. It makes it so much richer, and it makes it so much more personal. There are so many needs that people have beyond the Lutheran Senior Services world. There are so many not-for-profits, our own Lutheran agencies here in the St. Louis area, I know, are always seeking volunteers. So I would like to encourage people this week, since it is Volunteer Week, to think about what you might be able to give on a one-time basis or an ongoing basis. The interesting thing in the interview also on Monday, when I was listening, there were two of our volunteers for Senior Connections that were chatting with you, Andy, and I found it really interesting to listen to their own stories of how they themselves have been enriched through the volunteering. We think of it as only doing something for others, and we discover that we are blessed as well. So I would encourage anyone to think about what time you might be able to give to others. And if you are at all interested in volunteering at Lutheran Senior Services, there are many opportunities available. Just some really quickly, if you log on to our website, lssliving.org, there is a tab at the top called Volunteering. You come to a page, and then there are different links that you could go to learn more about some of the opportunities. But so, for example, there are opportunities at one of our senior living communities or affordable housing sites, or even here at the home office. There's LSS Hospice Care. There's our Hidden Gems Resale Store. There's our new program, Senior Connections. It's actually not a new program to the St. Louis area, but it is new to Lutheran Senior Services. And there's also volunteer money management. All of these opportunities are here and available by just simply logging on to lssliving.org and hitting the volunteering tab. Or if you would like to just chat with Pam Gordon, who is our director of volunteers, you can contact her directly at 314-262-8206, 314-262-8206.
Very good. And just looking through the list on the website, there are all kinds of opportunities, some really neat ones. There was one that I saw that looked really fun. Oh, being a reader.
Oh, yes. Well, as a matter of fact, I was just chatting with one of our coworkers, has a relative that is in one of our care centers and just is losing her sight. Mm-hmm. So she actually uses students, college students, and they come in and they read to her. Or reading the mail, even something as simple as reading the mail or reading, we've got a Bible, we've got a special print run we did with Concordia Publishing House of 100 Best Love, I think it's Best Love Bible passages. And so that may be sitting on the bedside of a care center resident, and they themselves might not be able to read. But wouldn't that just be a wonderful thing to come and read devotions?
Absolutely.
Or read from the Bible? Yes, absolutely. That's something we all can do.
Absolutely. What a neat, and that's just one of many opportunities I see on the listing there.
So I would encourage anyone, and my devotional thought actually ties into this, because I was thinking as I was preparing the devotion for today about something that I saw on Facebook, a posting during one of the last couple of weeks, and it was from someone that I know does not live here in the St. Louis area, but I've known for many, many years, and she happened to mention that instead of giving something up for Lent, she instead wanted to be able to give of herself to someone else each day in Lent. She said she hadn't quite been able to reach that goal, so she had scaled it back to giving of herself at least one opportunity during the week, each week of Lent. But it inspired me because what she was saying was she thought about how, Christ himself, Christ gave of himself. And I know that the idea, at least my understanding of the idea of giving something up for Lent, is to give something up in such a way that you really notice that you're giving it up, because that makes it a sacrifice and it reminds us of Christ's sacrifice. But her point was, well, he gave of himself for me. Maybe this would be a good time for me to give of myself to others. And I realized that I thought of that way too late, because we are going into Holy Week next week. But maybe that is something for us to think about in the future and even beyond Lent. And I thought about 1 Peter 4, especially verse 10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. So if we take a look at the very first verse of 1 Peter 4, it says, "Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking." So when you take a look at it, you know, Christ suffered just as other humans do. Luther writes, he became a man like us so that it could be called God's dying, God's martyrdom, God's blood, and God's death. For God in his own nature cannot die, but now that God and man are united in one person, it is called God's death when the man dies, who is one substance or one person with God. So then that chapter in the Bible goes on to talk about how then, if when we are compassionate as Christ was, when we stop repaying evil with evil, when we cease from sin, when we're committed to the point of suffering like Christ, we have a new focus. It's not so much focused on ourselves and our personal pleasure, but it's focused on how we might serve others. Our lives now belong to God and to his service. So my encouragement is 1 Peter 4, verse 10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. We are all different. God has gifted each one of us differently. And as you mentioned, Andy, even something as simple as coming and reading to someone who's losing their sight, or someone who would just love the gift of companionship to hear someone reading to them. What a wonderful, simple way. We do not have to be the experts in a field. We simply have to be experts at being who God made us to be.
Absolutely. And thanks be to God for that he has made us each with different gifts.
Absolutely. And that would be another devotional thought for another time. And now I'm going to bid adieu and wish you a wonderful week. And I pray God's blessings to everyone's day today.
Thank you. And safe travels for you.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with Linda Lorenz. So we'll check in and see what's going on with Saxon Lutheran Memorial. So I hope that you can stick around for that conversation. Always good to catch up with Jane and hear what's going on with Lutheran Senior Services. We'll check in again next week. Stick around, listeners, for more His Time right after this.